Warning. Warning. If you have young kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning. Repeat. Warning. Adult content ahead. In 3, 2, 1.
The Lindsay Clancy murder trial has everyone talking, and whether you know much about it or not, you're going to hear about it. People around you, you might be like, when is this now? She's accused of killing, and she's admitted to killing her kids, her three young children, and there's some postpartum implications for sure, and we'll get into that a little bit as well. And then some people, there's some conspiracies out there that they think, some people say the husband was complicit, the husband took part in it, the husband may have thrown her out of a window. I mean, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories at this point, and he was the prosecutor's star witness, but after he recently testified, some are saying there's inconsistencies in his testimony that don't add up.
Well, Jared, not to stop you, but I heard that the reason that he's in it, he drugged her, and that's why she doesn't really know if she killed the children. There's a thought that he drugged her, made her think that she killed the children. He killed the children and pushed her out the window. Have you heard that one?
That's one of the conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. But according to Lindsay Clancy, she is saying, I strangled my own children, ages 5, 3, and 8 months old.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah,
those poor kids.
Yeah.
So she still admits it. It's not
she's
that she's
saying,
sick.
And
yeah.
The defense is even saying she didn't do it. They're saying she did do it. But we're saying that, you know,
the conspiracies are.
And they're also saying, like, she is suffering from postpartum depression, psychosis.
Yeah.
Psychosis, yeah.
Which is different from postpartum depression.
Correct.
Yeah.
We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. I know she's following this very closely. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I'm so obsessed with this case. It is so fascinating. And I said this morning on my social media, you have to be living under a rock not to have heard about this case, because everybody's talking about it. And it is really drawing a lot of attention on the national stage to the mental health crisis that a lot of women experience that is postpartum. And like Katie said, a lot of women deal with postpartum depression, but it can get to the point of postpartum psychosis where there are, and this lady described, you know, our healthcare practitioners have described intrusive thoughts. And so the theory is that she, you know, her defense theory is that she was suffering from postpartum psychosis with an overlay of undiagnosed bipolar disorder. And so a lot of people are confused. They think she's just going to get off scot-free. If this isn't a pure insanity defense, number one. And number two, she does not get off scot-free. Instead of going to prison, she goes to a state psychiatric hospital for an indefinite amount of time. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, someday she could get released, but she would really have to show that she was completely safe to be released. And that typically doesn't happen for a very, very long time.
I mean, I think
so. Either way, she's going away.
Yeah.
But if she's convicted, she faces life in prison under Massachusetts law. And they have a really interesting, they don't have a pure insanity defense, where an insanity defense in the majority of jurisdictions is really hard to meet. It's a hard, hard burden where you have to be just completely out of touch with reality. That is not the case in Massachusetts, where you just have to be able to show and to put on evidence that the prosecutor then has to rebut, that shows that you were under some sort of state that prevented you from following the law, you know, conforming your conduct to the law, that you were under such a mental or psychological disability that you could not conform your behavior to the law. You can still know the difference between right and wrong, but you can't conform your behavior to the law. And that's a lower standard.
Well, doesn't she have all of that, Lisa? Like, isn't all of that very, very well documented according to what is this, day 12 of that trial, where
it's crazy.
Doctor and psychiatrist, and the fact that, like, all of those appointments and all of those, I guess, medications, all those things were documented. She even went and stayed in an in-person treatment facility, saying, I'm having these intrusive thoughts. I'm thinking about killing myself. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe around my children. I mean, this is a woman who...
She was being proactive about it.
She was being very proactive about her own health.
She was trying to get help.
Yeah.
She saw five in the months leading up to and the time she was suffering from this postpartum. She saw five different doctors, was prescribed over 30 different medications,
wow.
And she was having terrible side effects from the medications. Some of these medications cause you to have psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
Not all psychiatric medications work the way you hope they will work, and particularly in interaction with others, they will sometimes cause hallucinations. And that they said she was starting to have hallucinations and intrusive thoughts. And her defense attorney, 75-year-old Kevin Reddington, he is a rock star. He is slaying every prosecution witness. They're trying to put on these doctors to say that she wasn't really suffering this psychosis, and he is just tearing them up. He is a veteran over 100 murder trials, and he actually got a Massachusetts woman, kind of got, you know, her the same defense, very similar circumstances, got her put on a successful psychiatric defense for this woman who killed her husband by poking his eyeballs out with a knife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
he was very abusive, and she was in a PTSD psychotic state, and she also had some other psychiatric conditions, but he's very, very good. And so he's doing a masterful job of really just showing that this, I find myself, and I am not the kind of person that's typically going to be sympathetic to a child killer, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm finding myself feeling really bad for this woman.
I'm with you. I am with you.
Here's the thing. How come if, let's say, and mm-hmm. I know postpartum's real. I get it. I get all that. But why, when you're in this mental state, is the first thought killing? Why wouldn't you do something else bizarre?
Because she's not in. It's not a rational thought.
Yeah, but
no, it's
why
not a rational
killing,
thought.
Though?
It's a psychotic thought.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it? Psychosis is all about is she has these voices telling her to kill her children and kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
But
when you're in a psychotic state, that becomes incredibly powerful. You really can't resist it. I don't think it's something that you or I with our rational minds could even comprehend.
I do know people, Jason, personally, that are the kindest people on earth, and they've been through serious postpartum depression where they felt ashamed. They didn't know what was going on, especially years ago, especially now, but it's better. But years ago, didn't want to say anything. I know, Katie, you suffered from
sure.
It.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but,
not
but
psychosis,
extreme,
no.
But not, and I don't know if it's psychosis or not, where this person admitted to her husband, I feel unsafe, and I'm getting these thoughts, these overwhelming thoughts to hurt our children, which she would never do.
But why that?
And she doesn't even know.
Because you don't know. It's irrational.
Charlie Sheen, when he was psychotic, he went to Tiger Blood and things like that. Why are so many people going? I can't fathom.
No.
That this,
well, and
no
I think
matter
that
how
that,
psychotic.
I understand that you are confused, like you don't understand it, but that is the answer for you, is that you just cannot, with your rational mind, I can't believe I'm just saying that.
And that
your
is,
rational
and that is
mind.
The reason, and I'm going to tell you, that is
it.
The reason. That is the reason that I, even though I believe that Lindsay Clancy's attorney has done a wonderful job mm-hmm. of showing that she suffered from all this, I still think there is a very good likelihood that she is going to be convicted, because it is just like you're going to have a jury with a bunch of Jason Goodmans on there who are like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. And because they don't get it, it is really hard to get a child killer, especially a mother who killed her child. It is really
three
hard.
Plus, how gruesome.
To get her this defense.
I mean, obviously, no murderer is like, oh, this is great. But Katie was telling me some of the,
right.
the
oh,
details.
Well, yeah.
It's just gruesome, the details. And then, obviously, I guess some of the medical exams, what they did was like,
mm-hmm.
you don't even want to hear about it. You know, this is terrible. But I was going to say about the person or persons that I know with that, once they were out of the postpartum, the greatest mom. One of the greatest parents on earth.
I get that, but
that's so scary that mm-hmm. someone could be
yes.
have no history of violence, have no history of criminal activity, bringing children to earth, which is a great thing, and then you don't even know what's going on. You're trying to get help and all this stuff, and then you feel like you want to hurt your kids. You feel crazy yourself, like, why do I want to do this? Am I a bad mother? And then once you're out of that,
you can't believe you've had those thoughts.
Then you go back, you're like, who was
right,
I?
Right, right.
My wife, who has no common sense with this case.
She has
common sense in other things, but I totally disagree with her. She is basically blaming the husband. She's saying he put those thoughts in her mind. He drugged her with these medications. He has something to do with it. He wanted to do this, and he's married after 4 months. He had an agenda.
Okay, so I need to hear about the conspiracy theories, because that is something
And Lisa, can you hold one second? All right, we're going to get to that conspiracy theory specifically, because that's the biggest one out there of the conspiracy theories that we've seen so far, is that the husband either did it or had a part in it or hurt her or was drug. All those are out there. And there's a million, doesn't make it true, TikTok and Instagram reels of people saying, no, look at this. Look at this. His testimony here. Boom, boom, boom. And so that's a real thing. That's out there. We'll get into that and see what our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, thinks. And your thoughts, the Lindsey Clancy murder trial that's coming up.